Could I ask you to stand with me, please, while we read our scripture and then have our prayer time together? A reading tonight out of Psalm 8, the entire psalm. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands and put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And then in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
Thank you, DK, for that prayer and for your robust reading of Psalm 8, because there is a psalm of praise that needs to be read robustly, because this is David who has spoken these words, these words have come to his heart, and he's pouring it out. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. If you've not been here before, my name's Rob Holland, and I'm from the Bergen Church. We didn't get quite as much snow as you guys did. We only got an inch, but we're hoping that the rejoicing and the praise goes a little bit farther north tonight. It is good to see this moisture, and we're glad for it. I also want to let you know, on my way here, I stopped to see Yvonne Weber and check in with her, and I met her daughter, Melody, there, and her sister. She is surrounded by a lot of good people and family these days as they go through this time of grieving for Harold, and it's actually really a tough time. So if you pray for her, as for anybody that is in between the death of a loved one and then the time of a funeral, it really comes with a lot of weight, a lot of burden, and I just told her today, I said, you need to remember that that you don't have to carry all the stuff for everybody else. You just be present where you are, and there's people around that'll help take care of some of those details. So I can tell you that their plan right now, and it's about a 99% plan in stone, the funeral will be Monday, May 13th. I didn't bring my phone, so does that line up on the calendar? I'm pretty sure it does. Monday, May 13th at 1:30. At the Didsbury Zion Church. So just you can put that in your calendars. And if you aren't able to make it, just know that you could be praying for them as a family and that they would just be able to be there and present and just be part of that stage of the funeral and a time of remembrance as well as a time of joining together and the fellowship around that. And I also want to apologize. You know, I come in here most nights and I don't feel like I'm very much a cowboy. In my heart, I am, but I sure don't dress like it. And I'm sorry for that, but I'm also a fisherman, a canoeist, and a baseball coach. And you know what? I come as I am. So, but just know that I do come with, and you're going to hear a little story tonight of my cowboying days, and hopefully it'll remind us all that I was once younger, thinner, and wore different clothes. It's so good to be here with you. And you know, tonight in the prayer, and Tony's prayer, she said these words, "May the Spirit work in us tonight." And I thought, no more dangerous words are said than that. May the Spirit work, and that's a good thing. But if we take that seriously, we are inviting God to do a work in our lives that will move us closer to Him. And when we move closer to God, we move farther away from the things of this world. And it's a really bold prayer. And I'm thankful for it because we should constantly have that on our hearts and minds, moving closer to God, and that the Spirit would do a work. This morning, I was in doing a little devotion online, and I read these two verses from Proverbs 3 that said this: "Son, when the Lord corrects you, pay close attention and take it as a warning. The Lord corrects those he loves as a father corrects a son on whom he is proud." And it just reminded me that, if God is going to move us closer to himself, it means that there's going to be corrections in the paths we walk, in the way we walk, in our attitudes and our behaviors. And it's hard, but we can trust him that he will do a good work in us. Earlier in that chapter, it said, "Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." So friends, we gather around God's word tonight, praying that his Spirit does a work in our lives. And so thank you again for DK, for, as I said, for your robust reading of Psalm 8 and for that prayer tonight. And so we're going to move forward. And Psalm 8 is all about God being mindful of mankind. And it's really, David is setting up this psalm of praise, but it goes much deeper than just praise to God. We get entwined in this relationship between God and his first love, mankind. The greatest of all his creation, mankind, to which he was very well pleased. Mankind. That's you and me. So we need to keep that in mind as we move forward.